When I hear a songwriter taking up valuable airspace but not singing, what I'll settle for getting from him is some indication of his working methods, maybe new ways to look at songwriting. I want to know if this songwriter is doing something I'm not. Hey, I can always use the info. When songwriters talk about the occupation, the job, everybody's different, yet everyone's the same. The unique part is how it's verbalized, but the path is always the same. I followed this path that songwriters follow way before I started trying to play the guitar. From about the age of 7, I got obsessive about certain songs. If I liked a song and some I loved, I would listen to it over and over if I had the recording or search for it on the radio. I'd sing it to myself over and over, write down the lyrics. Some songs I could hardly believe they were so beautiful. I would get very emotional thinking about certain parts of songs. Just walking down the street, I'd tear up. I think it was melodies first that got me. For one thing, when you're 7, most words to songs are incomprehensible. What was a beguine? It was just that melody. Speaking of melodies, man, The Breeze and I, sung by Caterina Valente, took me away in the morning before school when I was 12. I floated to school. Unchained Melody, sung by Harry Belafonte, so lonesome and elemental sounding. Unchained Melody was the Wichita lineman of the 50s. A summer place. No words, man, what a concept. I had a 45 player. You could set this player up so that the song played over and over. 8 of us in a small house. I felt embarrassed about playing some songs so constantly, but I played them constantly nonetheless. I was always needing to hear the evidence again. I wrote down the verses to that damn Davy Crockett song while they sang and played it on TV. I still can't get some of those songs out of my head, and some I'd kind of like to. Headphones were not so commonplace as they are now, so everyone in the house heard what I heard. My 3 sisters, my 2 brothers, my mom and dad. I listened to some songs till I had to take little vacations from listening to them. My family, particularly my dad, was grateful. And I saw that some songs would never leave me alone, that I would love to hear them forever. And so first thing when I picked up the guitar at 15, it was to learn to play these songs and be able to have them there forever, whenever I wanted.